everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Open Hearts, Open Minds. As I am new here, my name is Dipti Priya and I'm in my 20s. And I'm not really a content creator, I would say, but I'm a hobby writer. And I like to write stuff about life, adulthood, some personal experiences, perspective, narratives and stories on relationships, mental health thing and healing process. And my podcast episodes are going to be on this same topic. And before I start, I would like to mention that I'm not some expert or some professional on these things. So whatever I'm going to share through my podcast is only based on my own experiences and about my own life journey and my perspective. So why I am here, if you would like to know. So the answer is, I actually listened to my people finally and their long time requests, and they all think that it would be a great deal if I share my experiences and my healing journey and everything through this podcast, which all are, I think, going to be really relatable to most of the people of our age, and it could really help people in a way. So yeah, here I am on this new journey, and let's get started. So let's hop into the first episode of my podcast, which is Friendship Setbacks. Friendship, guys, it really plays an important role in all our lives, as we all know. So today I'm basically going to be talking about friendship setbacks and all sort of things related to friendship. So we all know what friendship actually is and who all are actually our real friends. At least at this age, of course we know, but few years back when we were younger and we all faced some kind of friendship setbacks at some point, and let's just agree on this, that it hurts. It really hurts for a while. So yeah, if I talk about my friendships, my personal experiences on friendship, then I would start with the thought which I had a few years back, that all my school friends are going to be my forever friends. Yeah, I used to think like this, and I had this mindset that after school, we can't make real friends, we can't do real friendship with people. So what happened was, in my case, it's the opposite. I'll tell you what. So actually, when I see around, I see people like that who are still friends with their childhood school friends, and they're like best buddies to each other till date, and they will be in future also. So yeah, my past perspective was also right, but there are also many people who got their best bonds after school or after college or at workplace. Even I've seen people who just met a stranger somewhere and they immediately get connected and they became best friends with each other. So we can't really plan these things, and we can't force friendship, and you can't really set a timeline on this thing as I did. Jokes apart, so how this friendship thing actually works, we all know this, right? But let me give you some thing. So let's get back to my thing again. So I'm a very introvert person, and I can't really open up easily, and it really takes time for me to get along with people and to actually know them. And I'm a very emotional person as well. So when I allow people into my life, I get very emotionally attached to them, and then I will do anything for them, and I'll always be there for them whenever they need me. So I am that kind of a friend. But we all know, as we grow up, we starting to live our own lives, moving to different places, discovering different things, like what we gonna do in life and stuff. So what happens is that people get distant and fall out of touch, which is completely normal, but it still hurts for a while, because this is life And all these things are really essential to do. But at the same time, if someone wants to keep that friendship with you, they will do that. It doesn't mean they have to constantly ask you about yourself, about your well-being, and be there in touch all the time. No, that's not it. It means if they want this friendship as you do, they will definitely make that efforts when needed. And I hope many people will agree on this, that no matter how far you go, no matter how many people you're meeting every day, you still see that friendship closer to you, no matter how many years has passed without seeing each other. But when you meet, you have that same bond and the same vibe to feel about each other. And that's what friendship is. And when I don't get to see some little efforts from the other side, I don't see anything there. So I'm also kind of a person who doesn't like having too many friends. So I only have like 3-4 friends and that I consider to be like my closest friends, and we are always there for each other, because friendship is always a two-way thing like other relationships. And you can't be really friends with people who don't really want to be your friends, who only wants you when they need something from you, and they never gonna be with you when you need them. So all I want to say is there are many people who all are not really your friends, and they just pretend to be one, but in reality they talk rubbish about you in your absence and all. So in friendship also, we have to keep certain healthy boundaries so that you'll not become the heartbroken one, especially if you're a person like me. Okay, now I'm totally fine and comfortable with my life and my people. I still have those friends, including my boyfriend, and they are still away from me, but I'm totally okay because I have real friends and we all know how to maintain our friendship, and it's not one-sided. And now I understood life more, and now I don't have any expectations from everyone. So yeah, because friendship breakups also hurts like other relationship breakups. And if I say it hurts more than like 10 times more than relationship breakups. And sometimes what happens is you feel so disconnected with your friends, friend circle, and they don't really understand you and they don't support you and stuff. So that's where you need to change your circle before you get heartbroken later. So you need to realize what kind of people you need to get associate with yourself with after a certain point in life. And few people don't understand these things that I have experienced, and I have read this somewhere, which is absolutely true, that we should normalize knowing that everyone we meet or everyone we work with are not really our friends. There are actually labels to friendships, and friends add values to each other's lives, and there should be a balance. And friendship also formed through vulnerability, reality, commonality. Even if you know a little more about a person, that doesn't mean they are your friends. You may go to clubbing, partying together, but when you come back home and sometimes you feel lonely or you feel like talking to a friend, but those friends you were parting with would not be there. So yeah, those are not your real friends, okay? And if you really understand this now, it can help you with managing expectations and not getting hurt and having healthy boundaries. And that's completely normal, and everyone faces this in their life, and then only we learn and then only we get clarity in life. So yeah, that was it guys, and I felt like I was ranting in the middle and all, but I hope I made some sense there, and I hope you like it. And I would like to ask you people to share your views, feedbacks, or any kind of constructive criticism or any advice from your side, because this is really new for me. And I would appreciate if you guys do that. And yeah, it's my mom's birthday today, and she always wanted me to start something like this. So here it is. kind of a birthday gift for her. So yeah, that was it. So see you guys on my next episode, and I'll be uploading the next episode really soon. So stay tuned, and till then, take care. Bye bye.